flag and say to the republic,
Main standing. We have roll call.
Vice President Brown.
Here.
President Chapman.
Here.
Mr. Clark.
He has an excused absence.
Ms. Morris.
Here.
Ms. Rose. Mr. Salters.
Here.
Mr. Sebring.
Here.
Mr. Mayor. Sorry.
Here. Adoption of the agenda.
I move that the agenda be adopted.
Second.
Motion by President Chapman, second by Councilman Sebring to adopt the agenda as presented.
Call for the question.
Yes.
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 And by a vote of 6-0, we will use the agenda presented. Approval of the minutes of the July 27th meeting.
Move that we approve the minutes.
Motion by President Chapman, second by Councilwoman Rose to approve the July 27th minutes as presented.
Call for the question.
Mr. Brown.
Yes.
Mr. Chapman.
Yes.
Ms. Morris.
Yes.
Ms. Rose.
Yes.
Mr. Salters.
Yes.
Mr. Sebring.
Yes.
And they are approved by a vote of 6-0. Petitions, memorials, remonstrances.
Just a reminder about the open house out at the Vincent Animal Shelter this Thursday from 6 to 8 p.m. I encourage the public to come out and see the improvements made at the shelter, and as you walk by my pen, be as generous as possible. So.
Okay. Yes, we stop at mine first.
Oh, my.
See what you started.
There's going to be so many in the pens, I don't know who's left to donate, but you're left to donate, I guess.
No, sir. And all of you are welcome to donate to mine, too.
Thank you, okay.
What I was trying to do was challenge all of you me people that whatever I get in fees, I'm going to match it personally, so I challenge all of you to do that, too.
Oh, my. Well, we better move on to the next item of the agenda. My banker is not here to back that up, but anyway.
Okay, we'll move on to committee chair reports. And we'll move on to report of city officers. Okay, we'll move to old business. First up is Ordinance 26-2015, additional appropriation ordinance from local road and street fund, $137,745. Your first reading was July 27th.
I move we have a second reading of Ordinance 26-2015.
Second.
Okay.
Take your pick.
I've got motion by President Chapman, second by Councilman Sebring. We have second reading of Ordinance 26-2015.
Ordinance 26-2015, additional appropriation ordinance omitting formal parts containing sections 1 and 2, $137,000.
Discussion.
Mr. Mayor, let the record show that we had a public hearing at 5:45 and no one spoke for or against.
Mr. Brown.
Yes.
Mr. Chapman.
Yes.
Ms. Morris.
Yes.
Ms. Rose. Mr. Salters.
Yes.
Mr. Sebring.
Yes.
Second reading of Ordinance 26-2015 passes by a vote of 6-0.
Mr. Mayor, I move we have third reading of Ordinance 26-2015.
Motion by President Chapman, second by Councilwoman Rose to have third and final reading of Ordinance 26-2015.
Ordinance 26-2015, additional appropriation ordinance containing sections 1 and 2, $130,740.
Discussion.
Call for the question.
Mr. Brown.
Yes.
Mr. Chapman.
Yes.
Ms. Morris.
Yes.
Ms. Rose. Mr. Salters.
Yes.
Mr. Sebring.
Yes.
And third and final reading of Ordinance 26-2015 passes by a vote of 6-0.
Yeah.
Next up is ordinance 27-2015, ordinance amending 31-2013, in Title IX General Regulations, Chapter 97. I think this all has to do with ADA. Your first reading was passed July 27th.
Mayor, I move we have a second reading of ordinance 27-2015.
Second.
Motion by President Chapman, second by Councilman Sebring, to have second reading of ordinance 27-2015.
Ordinance 27-2015, an ordinance of the Common Council of the City of Vincennes, Indiana, amending ordinance 31-2013, Title IX, General Regulations, Chapter 97, excavations, and adding section 97.04, containing sections 1 through 7, updating some of the references for ADA compliance, sidewalk, curb, air.
Okay, discussion?
Call for the question.
Mr. Brown?
Yes.
Mr. Chapman?
Yes.
Ms. Morris?
Yes.
Ms. Rose? Mr. Salters?
Yes.
Mr. Sebring?
Yes.
And second reading of ordinance 27-2015 passes by a vote of 6-0.
Mayor, I move we have third reading of ordinance 27-2015.
Motion by President Chapman, second by Councilwoman Rose, to have third and final reading of ordinance 27-2015.
Ordinance 27-2015, an ordinance of the Common Council of the City of Vincennes, Indiana, amending ordinance 31-2013 and Title IX, General Regulations, Chapter 7, excavations, adding section 7.04, section 1 through 7.
Call for the question.
Mr. Brown?
Yes.
Mr. Chapman?
Yes.
Ms. Morris?
Yes.
Ms. Rose? Mr. Salters?
Yes.
Mr. Sebring?
Yes.
Third and final reading of ordinance 27-2015 passes by a vote of 6-0. Move to new business. First up is 28-2015, additional appropriation ordinance from Edit Fund for $22,518.93.
I move we have a first reading of ordinance 28-2015.
Motion by President Chapman, second by Councilwoman Rose, to have first reading of ordinance 28-2015.
Ordinance 28-2015, additional appropriation ordinance containing sections 1 and 2, a quatrain of additional appropriations in the amount of $22,518.
Okay, discussion?
Basically, professional service, Second Street, Riverwalk, and then like right away, right?
Right, and okay. Second Niblack is two of them. It's,
yeah, it's the last
second,
two,
second
right.
Niblack, right.
Yeah, okay.
Any other discussion?
Call for the question.
Mr. Brown?
Yes.
Mr. Chapman?
Yes.
Ms. Morris?
Yes.
Ms. Morris, yes. Ms. Rose? Mr. Salters?
Yes.
Mr. Sebring?
Yes.
First reading of ordinance 28-2015 passes by a vote of 6-0. Next is resolution 16-2015, authorizing transfer of funds from city engineer budget for $500.
Mr. Mayor, I move we read and approve resolution 16-2015.
Second.
Motion by President Chapman, second by Councilman Sebring, to read and approve resolution 16-2015.
Resolution 16-2015, a resolution of the Common Council of the City of Vincennes, Indiana, authorizing transfer of funds for the engineer budget under office equipment description does require an appropriate major.
Mr. Brown?
Yes.
Mr. Chapman?
Yes.
Ms. Morris?
Yes.
Ms. Rose? Mr. Salters?
Yes.
Mr. Sebring?
Yes.
And resolution 16-2015 passes by a vote of 6-0. Next is claims.
I move we approve claims totaling $373,201.54.
Second.
Motion by President Chapman, second by Councilman Sebring, to pay the claims in the amount of $373,201.54.
Call for the question.
Mr. Brown?
Yes.
Mr. Chapman?
Yes.
Ms. Morris?
Yes.
Ms. Rose? Mr. Salters?
Yes.
Mr. Sebring?
Yes.
And the claims are paid by a vote of 6-0. Move to miscellaneous. It's got David L. Culp, City Clerk Treasurer, remaining 2016 budget schedule. Monday, September 14th, City Council meeting, public hearing, and first reading appropriation tax rate ordinance. Monday, September 8th, City Council meeting and second reading of appropriation tax rate ordinance. November 1st, deadline to adopt salary ordinance for non-elected officials, and December 31st, deadline to adopt salary ordinance for elected officials.
Mr. Mayor, that's an information item. It was already distributed to council in the budget packet, but we just wanted to put it into the agenda as a reminder of the dates that are coming up for the budget moves through the process, so.
Nothing else. We need a motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn.